been to Myrtle Beach some 4 or 5 times years ago. There was Jacksonville. There was a black-owned concern in Jacksonville that was owned by a black insurance company. Many people really just don't know things.
Yeah.
And one or two people from Augusta had cottages there. And we would rent a cottage for...
This wasn't Pilgrim, was it?
No, it was Atlanta Life Insurance Company. It's not a big company.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There must have been... did they have... When there was segregation, did they have black beaches around Savannah other than, or Charleston other than Jekyll? Jekyll was it, huh?
Now Jekyll is in Brunswick, you know.
Okay.
You think about Hilton Head, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I've got it backwards.
You
okay.
think about Hilton Head. Yes, it was a black lawyer from Charleston who had tried to develop a small section of Hilton Head. And one or two people had cottages there. But you know, when I say cottage, it's not a fabulous thing like you
yeah.
would think on Folly Beach, if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah.
What's the latest thing out there now? Sea Island, you know, it was not a fabulous thing.
Yeah.
But did you also know that the Georgia teachers' retirement money is the thing that keeps it? Well, it isn't the thing that keeps, but it's a terrific investment in Jekyll Island.
No, I
that?
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. The Georgia teachers' retirement. But have you been there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not in a couple of years, but I've been
uh-huh.
there.
But it's a sight to see those homes that
oh,
was owned
yeah.
by Firestone or
yeah.
some Robert Goodrich.
Yeah, right. Right.
Somebody.
One of those people.
And now I was in Charleston the first Sunday in December. And I was back again that following Saturday to a funeral. And they're talking about what's at Kiowa Islands at
yeah.
the there is a family in Aiken, this doctor's wife was telling me about whose family was a part of that, who shares a part of that $17 million. And they are Reynolds, I think, from Aiken, because she went to a party during the holidays, and of course they had a 6 or 7 piece band.
Well.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
Yeah, it must be nice.
If you can afford.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I think this gentleman donates quite a bit to this Planned Parenthood that she heads over in Aiken
mm-hmm.
County.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
naturally, when they give some sort of entertainment, they do include the doctor and his wife.
Yeah. When you were growing up, was there much contact... this is one of the most interesting questions I think I've got. Was it when you were younger, was there much contact between whites and blacks and the kids?
With me?
Level? Yeah.
Yes. This Carrie was older than I am. The who were co-owners of this nursery where we lived, they had 3 boys. Now, let me say this.